You're listening to the audio production of Jesus Lives by Sarah Young, published by Thomas Nelson, and read by Bill Russell.
Introduction. Neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8, 38 and 39. Let these powerful verses inflame your heart and explode like fireworks in your mind. Nothing in all creation can separate us from Jesus' love. We inhabit a world where separations abound. Parents from children, husbands and wives, friends from friends, childhood dreams from adult realities, and so on. But there is a devastating disconnection that Christians will never have to face. Separation from Jesus' unfailing love. We followers of Jesus face a glorious challenge every single day. To trust in His love, regardless of our circumstances. We will experience many losses over the years, but the one thing we cannot live without is the one thing we can never lose. Jesus' loving presence. Even this great truth, however, may not be enough to carry us confidently through our toughest times, unless it is accompanied by experiential knowledge of Jesus. We must search for and see His love in the moments of our lives. Jesus Lives, seeing His love in your life, is designed to help you encounter your living Savior as you walk through the various circumstances of your days, and especially as you deal with difficulties. I wrote this book with a focus on God's astonishing love for His children. As with my previous books, I compared this one by listening and writing, always in prayerful dependence on the Holy Spirit. I wrote down what I heard from the lover of my soul while listening intently in His presence. Jesus Lives is written in the same style as Jesus' calling, from the perspective of Jesus speaking to you. During the writing of this book, my health steadily deteriorated until I was weaker than ever before. As a result, awareness of my neediness reached an all-time high, and the process of writing became more than ever an act of faith. I looked to the Lord in His infinite sufficiency, bringing Him only my utter insufficiency. Time after time, He stooped down to help me, undeterred by how little I brought to the table. Sometimes He surprised me with the ardor of His love. As I focused on Jesus...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?